All right, my name is Olanu Iwaju Onigbogi. I work as a public health physician at the University College Hospital, Ibadan, Nigeria. I would actually like to start by giving people a perspective about Nigeria. Nigeria is such a big country, and I work as a researcher in Ibadan, which is the southwestern part of the country. So there are many national rates aren't really correct. So the best you can have are regional rates based on work that people have actually done in their region. So I'll be talking strictly about my work around the area where I live. Now, the HIV situation in Nigeria, I can say it's stabilizing now. It was getting worse a few years ago, but now the rates are going down. And the data also shows that the infection rates are going down. However, the problems are still far from being over, because if education is not continued, people are likely to go back to their behaviors, the high-risk behaviors. So the greatest problem we have in Nigeria really is with high-risk behaviors. And now specifically amongst men who have sex with men, because many of them don't have access to HIV education. And when they do, they don't have the resources to get condoms and lubes. Now, most prevention services just target providing condoms. But with men who have sex with men, they actually need lubricants. And so more than ever before, MSMs who would even have the information cannot access the services because they can't have the lubes. And the lubes are still pretty expensive. So that's the greatest problem I think we're having now with the prevention services, as it were, especially as that regards MSMs. A few years ago, it was a lot worse. I mean, it was really difficult to get people to come out to say they were in the lesbian, gay, or bisexual, transvestite community. Any kind of sexual orientation that was different from heterosexual, it was almost impossible to come out to identify with it. Now, so initially it was like hardened resistance, and now it's gone now to cynicism and discrimination. Like, okay, that's them, but then we keep them at a distance. Now, the laws are clear about it. The laws are still very strict and rigid. Sometimes people could go to prison for as long as 10, 15 years. And because of the laws, the policemen will actually discriminate or will actually pick up on people and harass them, even if they're not really keen about enforcing the laws, you know. Yeah. So that's the other issue. The laws criminalize MSMs, but enforcement is not really done, but it's more of harassment, you know, that's a problem. You know, like I said, it was a lot worse a few years ago. Now many more people are coming out, but then they're just the people bailing the cards, and many of them are going through all kind of things. The government probably has greater problems to battle with, but the greatest problem people have is with their immediate families, the parents and their siblings, you know, and that's the greatest problem they have. So the government has other problems, many other problems, but the greatest problem that people really have is with their own families. That's where the discrimination really starts off from.